Welcome to another evening of Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. I am so pleased that you joined me tonight, being that it is the first night of a new month. It's always me. I don't have a guest on the first night, so you have a chance to call in and get your answers. And I want to just give you that number, and then I want to talk to you for just a minute before we get started. And the phone number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, it is 888-627-6008. If the lines are busy, just keep trying as you're listening to the show and you know that I'm done. We finish the one person's questions, then call in again because you know that that line has opened up. And so I'm just so pleased that you've joined us tonight. We had some corrections on the newsletter that I sent out today. First off, the link for last week's Michelle Blood, everything's not up. I guess the radio station gave us a note afterwards that they're updating. And so all of the links for the latest shows have not been updated. So just hang on. It's worth hearing her, Michelle Blood. Interesting show. But what's really important is to get your download of her free book before it expires. So it is Michelle Blood, and Michelle has one L, .com/ know the name. And that was a special that she did just for our audience because it was really interesting. Before the show, she had said, I don't know if I'm right for your audience. And then I told her about this wonderful people that listen to this show. And at the end of the show, she said, you know, from the questions and everything, I think I was right for your audience. So because of that, she offered this free gift, which I just think is fabulous what she's talking about. Even if you don't have time to read it yet, download it ASAP before the link doesn't work so that you'll have it for when you do have time. Again, it is Michelle Blood. Michelle has one L, michelleblood.com/ know the name. And that way you can get that book for free. Now, somebody called me today and they said, I did that. I went to the page. I put in my first name, my email, and then there's all this stuff to buy. The minute you put in your name and your email, she is emailing you the book. So don't think it all of a sudden magically shows up on that page. She is literally emailing you the book, and you'll get it in your email very fast because it's all automated. Anyway, wanted to clarify on that. Also on tonight's show, it may not get posted right away simply because our wonderful BBS radio station is updating itself. Okay, so both of those are important. Then I had a little bit of news, and the first one is that I am giving a workshop, a seminar. I don't like to call them workshop. Nobody wants to work these days. I am giving a seminar this next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And normally my 3-day seminars are approximately $700. And yet for you wonderful listeners, because you're on the email, you're getting those emails, you're staying informed, I have literally given it to you at almost half price. If you're interested, we just have a few more slots available. I usually keep my stuff fairly small because I want everybody to have a chance to ask a lot of questions. And so if you are interested in learning about where we came from, what was here before planet Earth, where were you before planet Earth, what the actual true history of the Earth is and our universe and how that plays out to what's happening today, and what is the common thread between all the religions, or I ought to say among all the religions, that is there, and that where they all came from, and the core pieces, and what is really helpful to know at these times so that you stay out of fear, is really important. When we call in and when we ask people questions, we get an answer. An answer lasts for that one question. My whole goal in this workshop is over this 3-day period, and it's online, so you don't have to travel. And over this 3-day period is really to give you enough information that you are good to go regardless of what happens in the world. You go, oh, that's part of this, or oh, that's part of this, and you have understanding. Because when you understand what's going on and what has gone on, the history of it, it makes it so much easier to cope and not need immediate answers, because then you have recognition. Oh, this is part of that. And then you can make wise decisions for yourself and your loved ones instead of making decisions out of fear. I've always said that fear is simply a lack of information. And so this 3-day seminar on the 8th, 9th, and 10th is literally so that you can have the information that is helpful and very knowledgeable for you to get through this time and beyond. We're going through quite a transitionary period. On one side, it's very scary if you don't know why and what's happening and what's coming next. And on the other side, it's very exciting if you can see past the garbage, is what I want to say, past the 2020 and into the 2021 and beyond, and see what's actually coming and how our world is transitioning. You've probably heard many a time that our world is not going to be the same post-COVID as prior COVID. And it definitely is not going to be the same. And so is it going to be something that we're scared of, or is it going to be something that we embrace? Knowing the background, knowing what's going on in the universe, knowing all of that, you can just say, okay, check where this time slot. Okay, check where this time slot. Okay, this came next. So you'll understand what's happening. And like I said, half price for all the wonderful listeners of this show and the people that get my newsletter. So all you have to do is type in the special code house special, because that's what it is. It's a special on the house. You guys can get it for half price from what it's advertised for. And again, as I said, it'll be closing up fairly soon because I keep my classes very small. And I just had somebody a few days ago said, would you please do this? So those are the dates that we're doing it. It'll go fast. From everybody that's taken classes from me, they know that I keep them small, and they know that you get a ton of information. And that is literally to help you so that you can also assist the people you love in understanding what's coming around and what's coming next. Okay. I have been studying different faiths and religions. I have been studying with incredible gurus from around the world ever since I was 13 years old. I stopped asking for presents or material things for gifts. I started asking for readings from people, and I read at least one major religious book every year. And then I read also one book a week on other things. It's rare, except for when I'm driving in the car, to listen or to read a book that is not a nonfiction book. Okay. And so you're going to get the benefit of all that knowledge that's been accumulated over all of these years. And really, it's to give you peace on what's happening and to help you make wise decisions for your family. Again, if you want to call in with your question on your name, it is 888-627-6008. You can call in and get your name read. So, TJ, we're going to start with you. And what I'm going to say about you on your, based on your name, and just so that everybody listening knows, I have been granted his entire full name, even though I don't have on air. I'm just going to call him TJ, okay? And in the name, TJ, it says that you don't want to do something unless you can be the very, very best at it. You don't even want to go there. It's like an all or nothing. If you think you're going to be able to do it well, you'll dive in, and then you'll get better and better and better at it until you're at the very top of the field. And that's where you'll hang out and stay. On the other hand, if you don't think you're going to be able to do it well, you don't even like to get started. The only challenge with that is that sometimes you'll think, oh, I don't think I'd do that very well. I don't even want to go there. And yet you might end up really good at it. So I would like to say, take the opportunity when somebody says, hey, try this or try that, at least give it a shot. You don't have to continue with it if you don't like it, or if it doesn't come nice and easy for you, but at least give it a try to start it so that you'll be able to progress and see if that is something that's in your bellywhack. The other thing in your name is it says that you're very good at manifesting, but you're learning how to manifest that which you like, that sometimes you don't know your own value or self-worth. And it's usually when you're under stress and things aren't going well already, you're going, you know, whatever. But you have incredible, incredible talents and gifts. You, in your name, it says you would actually make a great defense attorney. I don't know if that's one of your interests or not, that you happen to be very likable. You will continue to learn your entire life, that you don't want to do any more work than you have to, even though you will do the work that you need to do to get it done. But you just don't want to do extra, and that you're very good about being kind to the people around you. And that one of the pain is to, you know, you don't like it when people aren't loyal back. You say, oh, I've been so good to you. How come you haven't been loyal back to me? And you don't like it when people talk bad stuff behind other people's backs. You happen to be absolutely brilliant. You just don't use it a lot, but it's absolutely there for you. And as you get older, I think you'll use it more. But as a whole, you have a name that spells success. The only thing standing in your way is your own belief systems and how you think about yourself. But you are great according to your name. So I just thought I'd let you know on that. Okay. And then Sherry. We've got Sherry from Denver. Sherry, you're on the air. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Hello.
Hi. So
I sent you in my full name earlier. I would love to know career and health.
Okay. So this is really what's interesting, Sherry. As I was looking at this earlier, I thought, no wonder there's a question on career. It's like you're going in a zigzag, if that makes sense. It's like you're tired of doing what you've been doing and you want to do something new because you're at a time period of change. Okay. However, it's like you're going to go forward for a year in one direction, like you step to the right, and you're going forward in one direction for about a year. And then you step back and you go, okay, I really didn't want to do that. That's not my thing, but I learned a lot. So now I can step left to see if I can apply those skills over here in this area. But it's almost like stepping backwards into what you're doing now with a different attitude and different skill set. And then I'm going to say, you can do that. And then you're going to go, I'm not sure about this either. And then you take off and you go in a third direction. So it looks to me like you've got about 2.5 years till you really find what you absolutely love. Now, this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but I was sitting here thinking, so where's her first step? Where are you going right first? And I just want to tell everybody on air, I don't know what you're doing now, okay? But it's like you go into sales and you're working with a team. So I don't know whether you're selling pharmaceuticals and you're doing a team thing, like they're testing and you've got volunteers that are coming into that pharmaceutical thing and they're testing out a new drug and you're monitoring that, or you're doing something like that. It's some type of sales with some type of monitoring or nurturing this group of people that are doing something with you from whatever you're selling. So it's a combination of something like that just for a year. But whatever it is you're going to do for this next year, it's only a year. And then you turn around and you do something else because your name has two more changes in it. And then you may think you're retiring, but Sherry, it doesn't say retirement in your name. Are you aware of that?
That I'm not going to retire? No, I never want to retire.
Oh, I'm so glad, because your name does not have you retiring. And I thought, oh man, this is going to be bad if she's planning her retirement. So it literally says you take off in one direction for a year. Then you say, I want to use these skills in the old direction. You go that way for about a year. And then you say, I don't want either of these. But now you got clarity. And then you'll go forward in the direction that you want. And when you go forward in the direction you want, you're actually working with people and helping people. But you're taking all this knowledge with you as you go. And that's why you're able to help them. Does that help?
Yes. Are you seeing anything more specific of helping in what realm?
You're doing something with networking first. Okay. And it's something to do with networking or sales that you're doing first, but you're going to be building your networking capabilities. You know who some of the most important people were in the Bible times that did not make it into the Bible? They were the networkers. They're the ones that said, hey, Jesus is going to show up over here. So if you want to see him, you need to go there at this time. Or then they said, hey, all these people are going to be coming with Jesus and they're all going to need homes. All the disciples, they're all going to need a place to stay. So let's network. Who do we know that live in this area that can put them up? The whole reason that story worked was because of the networkers. And you think about it,
right?
How often somebody gets the right person. Somebody had to hire Michelangelo. I look at that and I think somebody had to say, this is the man we want to go paint the Sistine Chapel. Who was that person? That was a networker. Okay. Networkers, they're important, and you are a natural networker. Okay. So you're doing something with that networking. And I think you're going to tie it to some kind of sales this first go round. And then I think you're going to say, maybe that part of networking isn't for me, but maybe it's the context that you needed to make. But it's something at the tail end, you're doing something with networking. Okay, does that help?
Okay. Yes.
Does that make sense now?
Could you address health at all as well?
Yeah, I'll be glad to do that. So now, but we're all curious first. So what is it that you're doing now?
Well, a little bit of coaching, a little bit of network marketing, a little bit of online affiliate sales. Yes.
So it's a little bit of sales and a little bit of networking. Well, no wonder I was looking at your name going, sales and networking.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I just didn't want to make sure I wasn't out in left field over here. Okay. When I'm looking at your health, there's two things in your name that jump out. Okay. From your DNA, you have diabetes from your DNA. Now, that means you can activate it, not activate it, but your blood is susceptible to that, so you just want to always watch your sugars because that's hereditary. That's not something you did to yourself. Okay?
Yep.
And the other thing that stands out is I would just watch your digestive system because I think there's times that it's hard to digest things. Okay? You might get gut pain once in a while. It's just you want to watch when somebody says something, does something, you're accounted something happens in the news that you don't like, anything can set it off. When you cannot digest what's happening around you because you don't like it, you've put a judgment on it, that can cause and activate what I'm seeing in your name that you could have digestive issues. Okay? So the way to avoid that is by saying, isn't that interesting? Instead of getting tied in emotionally to it. Instead, you just go, interesting how that's happening over there. And isn't that one interesting how that's happening over there? And if everything is just an interesting point of view where you can look at it non-emotionally instead of getting your emotions in there, then your gut ought to stay fine. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I appreciate having your name ahead of time because it let me really look at that.
I appreciate
okay?
it.
Hey, you're welcome, Sherry. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
If you would like your name done or your questions answered, all you have to do is call 888-627-6008. Okay? That's all you need to do. I do take sometimes with the online, you know, like when people email me ahead of time, and then when I have extra time from calls, I do those names. And so for Lori that's out in Oregon, thank you for writing in ahead of time. I did want to say on your name that part of your goal is to something happened early in the life where you lost self-confidence, or it could have happened, you know, again later in life where you might have had your self-confidence challenged or tested. And then it says that you actually have to regain that self-confidence, but you're totally able to do that. It says that you don't like to do work unless it's fun, because you like to have a good time at your job, whatever it is. So if you do your work that you love, you'll always be successful and love that work, and people will love you. And I would suggest that you never do work that you don't love, because you got to make it fun. And if it's not fun, you really don't want to do it. It's like absolute torture. Your name indicates that you're highly independent, that you're very family-oriented, you have a very generous heart, and that the people around you want to be fair with you. It doesn't always happen because you have manipulation right next to that or unclarity. But as a whole, you're bringing in people to you that are very fair. I would simply say with your name that you're very unique in what you do and that you all would offer an incredibly great service, which is really, really important. Okay, so I did want to let you know that. The other thing is I wanted to let everyone know that we're sitting in incredibly challenging times. I mean, you look out and you think, what's next? You know, what's happening next, what's not? I am fortunate enough with the guests on my show and with guests that I've had on my previous radio show where it was just interview, that there were a lot of people that were very much specialists in their areas. And they would come on and teach us what they were hearing, share with us more than teach us what they were hearing, what they were knowing from their positions, from where they were standing. And some of what is happening right now, if you look at it from a spiritual point of view, is some people will say, well, we're going through the proton belt, and so our vibration is being raised because the vibration of the Earth is being raised. Other people will say that, hey, we're going to be going through these Earth changes, and they present it as fairly scary, some of the Earth changes with the waters coming over the edges of the different continents. So living too close to a sea is not really safe at this time. And people can use all kinds of reasons why, you know, the HEART project's going to be, you know, hurting this stuff, or something like that is going to be happening, and they're blaming it on people. But what I want to tell you from the book by Afra Wesh, of Can It Happen Again, is that always between Pisces and Aquarius, those two ages, the Earth rebalances itself. Some areas flood and some come up. So this is a very natural thing that happens on a cycle, just like our seasons are on a cycle. The Earth renews itself on a cycle. So if you know that this is a natural occurrence, then we don't go into fear and we just take action knowing that it's coming. Okay, and with that, I will pause. And I'm not sure I am pronouncing your name correctly. Is it Nassim from Canada?
Yeah, Nassim.
Yeah. Nassim, thank you. What can I do for you today?
Can't think of anything. Maybe health and future.
Okay, health and future. Well, I will tell you in the name that you know that you're very intuitive. You get your own answers. Are you aware of that?
Sort of, yes.
Yeah, and you're very empathic. It's like if somebody's not walking their talk or they're not saying how they really feel, you can feel it. You can tell if somebody's not giving it to you honest or they're hiding something. You know, mm-hmm. I want to laugh because I look at your name and I think it would have been hard to be your kid because you wouldn't have been able to get away with anything. you just sense something's wrong. Okay, so when I'm looking at your health, I am most out of all of the areas in your body, I would be most concerned with your heart. And you want to take good care of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the second area, the one you inherited, because we always inherit something. One thing we do mm-hmm. from ourselves, okay, and the heart, it's what we create ourselves is in our first name, and what we inherit is in our last name. So
okay.
Your heart is in your first name. So there's going to be times when you would like to make things right that have been wrong, or I want to say get revenge, or, you know, even the scale, or have resentment. And so if you carry those things, that's what's going to affect the heart. And so the way around that, according to your name, is forgiveness. So I want to redefine the word forgiveness for you. Forgiveness is you are for, not against, giving back to God and the universal laws, and able to settle and make right whatever needs to be learned on both parties' half. But you don't have to carry it. You don't have to do it yourself. Because if you have any kind of resentment against somebody else, or what I call the blame game, what they did to you, okay, what happens is you carry that around, and it affects your health. And it doesn't affect theirs at all. And so that's where forgiveness comes in. So you are for giving this ache, this pain, this wanting to make things right back to God. Let the universal laws take their place. Let the karmic board come in and be effective like they always are. And so with that, justice can get done. Learning can happen on both parts, and you're not carrying it so that you don't have to do it yourself, you know, to make the score right. You can know that the universe will take care of it because they can see everything much more clearly than we can from our vantage points. And so if you can learn to give back to God, that is forgiveness. I didn't say forget. I said forgive. If you can learn to sit back, then your heart will stay okay according to your name. Okay? And from your last name.
Inheritance, yeah.
Yeah, from the last name, I'm concerned about your liver. Okay. So, and that's what you can inherit. And it can pass through generations. Sometimes it's like every other generation when something shows up. I know that my dad always, he was a physician. He always says, you know, stuff will skip a generation and show up a generation later. But it's liver, so it doesn't have to manifest. But I would do periodically, like at least once every 3 years or so, I would recommend a liver cleanse just because the liver is in your last name. So why let that piece, if you're already susceptible to it, have an advantage? Instead, just clean the liver every 3 years, do a short liver cleanse, and then say, okay, I'm good. And then you don't have to worry about it.
How about Alzheimer's? Do I have that from my inheritance?
Okay, so I want to talk to you about Alzheimer's, okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want to say mental health can be inherited, but from everything mm-hmm. I've realized, Alzheimer's is not. What Alzheimer's is the best revenge program out there, okay? Mm-hmm. And remember how I was just saying that regret or resentment, you got to watch that because it can give you the heart attack? Mm-hmm. When you want to get back at somebody so badly and it's so ingrained that you think you were treated so unfairly or something so bad happened to you because of this other person and you want to get back, Alzheimer's is the best revenge program out there, because now the person you want to get back at has to take care of you and you don't even know who they are. Is that not the best, cleverest program that is absolutely out there? Is Alzheimer's. And so normally Alzheimer's isn't inherited. It's when I see resentment in the name, which I saw in yours. If I see that and it's not settled, if we don't learn how to forgive and give it back to God, then it causes the Alzheimer's. But if you can release resentment or blaming anybody because they did it to you, because if you look from the spiritual laws, we all participate at some level, consciously or unconsciously, in what happens. And so if you can look at that and then forgive yourself for your part in it and forgive the other person for their part in it, people who know how to forgive don't get Alzheimer's. It's people who want revenge get Alzheimer's. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah,
my mom,
you don't have
Alzheimer's, so I was asking, yeah.
Yeah, well, just know that, hey, that's the best revenge program out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've watched sometimes with who gets Alzheimer's and who doesn't, and it usually is because they have this, they want to even a score, you know, mm-hmm. And that's what triggers it. But Alzheimer's not something that I've ever seen in somebody's last name where it would be inherited. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm wishing you the best.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Again, if you would like your name analyzed, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. You know, speaking of Alzheimer's, it's been very interesting as I've been working with Sherry on Shara, who is a medical intuitive, and she looks at things very differently. And I've been doing a lot of conversations with her to look at what causes an illness, what causes our bodies to talk to us in a particular way, and what causes the body to say, hey, look over here, and what emotion goes with that. And in my book, Know the Name, Know the Health, that I am diligently working on every week to make sure that I get it out this year, It's interesting to me to know that we are not victims. It is our emotional patterns, excuse me, and it's not our feelings, it's our emotions, and there's a distinct difference. And it's those emotions that bring certain types of illnesses or dis-ease to our bodies. And then our body is simply saying, hey, you've had this thought about this feeling, and you've replayed it so many times, it's made a groove, and now it's getting such a deep groove, it's affecting this part of the body. And the reason it shows up in a particular part of the body is that's where those kind of thoughts register. And so you're not a victim. You can say, if I help cause this by my emotions, which come from the left side of the brain, then I can get rid of it. You are the one in charge. So the book is being written literally to empower you to be able to say, oh, this is what my body's trying to tell me when it does this. Oh, and this is what I need to do. And where are my predispositions according to the letters in my name? For an example, if you have an O in your last name is what you inherit, okay? And that's where your propensities are according to your DNA. And so one example is if you have an O in your last name, then you have inherited the propensity for to be a diabetic. And you look at how common that letter is and how common any more diabetes is. So if you know that ahead of time and you know that diabetes cannot exist in an alkaline body, then you just make sure that 60% of what you eat is alkaline and only 40%, not even half and half because you've already got a propensity, that 60% is alkaline, 40% is acidic. And what does that really mean? That means take 2 bites of alkaline for every 1 bite of acidic that you're doing and you'll be absolutely fine. So let's say you want that candy bar and it's going to take you 5 bites. Make sure you've had 10 bites of something that's alkaline, like a vegetable, lettuce, salad, something else. That's all that means. And so that's one that you'll find out reading in the book, Know the Name, Know the Health, when it comes out, is that O in the last name means propensity for being diabetic. Okay, so Joanne, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. How can I help you?
Appreciate it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes, we can. What's your question?
I have a question on my career, which is right now I work with special needs kids and they have to get approved. So they're having a lot, you know, companies are really crazy at not approving kids for another year. So I'm wondering about my career and then also my health.
Okay. So your special ed kids, oh, you're talking about for IEPs in the schools or are you talking about for jobs?
No, I work with the Army families with special needs kids. And
okay.
They have to be approved every year. And right now with COVID and money crunches, it's really hard to get kids even reapproved. And I'm having that right now. So it's getting kind of tough.
Okay. So you're asking what could help you with that? Or are you changing
what do you
jobs?
See, like maybe going in a different route, that type of thing, staying in the same thing I'm doing?
Well, I can tell you that our schools are going to be really shifting and changing, especially if the predictions come true that there's a COVID-20 coming this fall that everybody's warning everybody about that's actually going to be a lot worse than this COVID-19.
Really?
And so, yeah. And so our kids may be going back to school, but we don't see them staying there for very long because COVID-20 will hit and it looks like the schools will be closing down again. And so the kids with special needs, those parents are really going to be requiring some help because those parents don't really understand how to teach their children different subject matters to make them hook and hit and get in there. And sometimes the parents just need a break or what can we best do with this type of a child to meet their needs? I think the majority of parents want to do well by their kids. I think the vast majority do. And I think the families are going to need help with their children. And you could literally put yourself out as, I don't want to call it a tutor. I also almost want to call it a counselor or a coach for their children to help them understand or cope with how do you manage making sure that your child's getting what they want when they're studying online and they don't have somebody right there to help them all the time. You know?
And right. I'm already a counselor, even for the families.
Yeah, well, your name says. I'm so glad you're doing that because that's what your name says. Your name says you make a great family counselor, especially for families that have special need children.
That's awesome. I guess I'm doing my calling then.
Yeah, you're definitely doing your calling. So, and I would just reach out more so that it's not just Army families that get to utilize your wonderful services, but everybody.
Awesome. What about health?
Okay. So I'm looking at the health. Okay. So you got a bit of a sweet tooth. Okay. So you just want to be careful of that. That you're not eating too many sweets or too much sugar. It literally, your whole name says that you got a predisposition from your family for liver, and you've got a sweet tooth for yourself, so that you just want to really be careful. So just like the previous caller, you want to make sure that you're doing liver cleanses. And the other thing is you want to make sure you have an alkaline diet, okay, because of that,
right?
Because of the liver and the sweet tooth, bless your heart. The do you know that people that have a sweet tooth generally are not getting enough potassium in their diet? And with a lack of potassium, that causes your sweet tooth to go, oh, I want the sugar. Okay. So other ways of getting, so other ways of getting potassium are in turkey, are in bananas. Everybody knows about bananas. But I think turkey is a very fast way also of getting potassium. And I always laugh because the center part of Twinkies, you know, that cream, they shoot it full of potassium. That's why everybody loves Twinkies. That's a really fast way of getting potassium also. Wow. So that could satisfy the sweet tooth. You could get your potassium and your sweetness at the same time with a Twinkie. But I just want to say, if you start looking...
What is my name from my history, my family?
That's the liver.
You said you get something from your genes? Or
yeah, that's liver. That's in the DNA.
Oh, that's liver. That makes sense. Okay.
That's the liver. And then your, and then you've got a sweet tooth for yourself. And so that combination is a little bit dangerous, you know.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, cool. And what's really interesting is in both your, I'm so glad you give all the information, in both your birth name and your married last name, they both have liver in them. So you didn't escape that when you got married because that side of the family has the same issue.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I didn't have any idea about that. Cool,
yeah.
I guess.
So I would
now
just
I know.
Yeah, if they could just do your liver cleanses, you're good. And then I would look online and see what other foods have potassium in them, because there's a lot.
Damn.
And then pick out the ones you like of those foods and just make sure you get more of it in your diet, because that calms down that sweet tooth or that wanting the sweets.
Awesome. I appreciate all the info. That's very helpful. I appreciate it. Thanks, Sharon.
You're welcome. And it's Sharon. I know it's hard. Because
Sharon, sorry. Oh,
no,
I see. Okay, I see. It is Sharon. Sorry,
no,
you're
that's
awesome.
Okay. You're welcome,
thank
Joanne. You have a wonderful day. Okay.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to take a very short break, and we will be back in approximately a minute and a half. Stay tuned.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth. I am your host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. It's always a pleasure and an honor to have you join us. Again, if you would like your name analyzed or a question answered on your name, it is 888-627-6008. Again, it is 888-627-6008. The The phone number stays the same every week. Okay, Catherine, thank you for calling in. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What's your question for tonight? Okay, we have Catherine from Sacramento. Okay, guys, when you get Catherine on the phone again, let me know, because she's the next one in my caller suite. And again, if you would like to call in, it's 888-627-6008. Guys, when you get Catherine on the line, Catherine, you're welcome just to interrupt me. Okay. It's really interesting. I was looking at my Facebook earlier today because I do my best attempt to look at it once a week on Thursdays. If not, I have other people do it for me. And it's always fascinating to me when there is a picture of somebody with somebody's name I know, but it's not their picture that shows up with it. I always go, were they hanging out with that person, or they just wanted to put it up to fool us all and see if we were paying attention? Okay, so a lot of tonight has been about health that's sitting in a name. And like I said earlier, the last name is what you inherit through your DNA. And your first name is what you bring on to yourself through your emotions. And there's quite a difference between emotions and feelings. What is in your feeling is literally comes through your heart. And feelings are fleeting. You feel it and then it leaves. But when we grab onto that feeling and we start thinking about it, and we think and think and think and think, it turns into an emotion that makes the groove in our system. So instead of letting our feelings pass through and just acknowledge them, they become, you know, incorporated into our bodies. So it is our emotions that cause our diseasements or the diseases and what happens in our body. Okay, Catherine, welcome back. I'm glad we waited for you. How can I be of assistance for you tonight?
Hi, Sharon. I love your program.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I feel like I don't know what to do with myself sometimes. I feel like I'm on the edge of doing something, changing something, and I'd like some direction about that.
Okay, so let me just look at your name for just a minute. It's really interesting. You have a really nice balance in your name between your mental abilities and your physical abilities. So you have good hand-eye coordination. Things are important to you aesthetically. At the same time, knowledge is important. You know, you've got a nice balance between your feelings and your mental capacities, which is really always nice to see. There's a really nice balance. You know, your biggest challenge in your name is, when do you want to be in charge and when do you want to let go? God, that's a hard one. And to make sure that nobody else is in charge of you. Okay, you can't be underneath somebody else's thumb. Okay, so looking at that for a change in direction. Okay, it's something to do with leadership and it's something to do with spirituality. Because where you're going in your name right now is you've already gained your independence. And it's almost like you're saying, I think I'm done with what I came to learn. And yet it's a moving into, and it looks like it's going to be like a 9-month birthing process. And it looks to me like it starts in September. So because it would start in September, that means there's uncertainty prior to that while you're finding how you're going to go about doing it, if that makes sense. And starting
it's perfect because I feel like I'm sitting on the edge of something, but I don't know what.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's starting in September, and it's a 9-month school year, if you want to look at it that way. And it's really of learning spirituality to such a depth that you can distinguish between religion and spirituality, and that you develop your own gifts in spirituality and learn which part of religion to throw out the window. I know that sounds crazy. But it's like somewhere along the line you got indoctrinated with some religious beliefs that don't work for you, that really need to be transferred into spiritual beliefs, and that you have some spiritual gifts. And it's like your spiritual gifts are sitting there on the edge going, we're ready to bloom. We're ready to come out. We're ready to do this. And one of them.
And that's why I'm calling you.
Okay, that's why you're calling me. So so you might like to take my spirituality 101 seminar that I'm going to do next week. But what's really important for you is, you know, I'm trying to think of what the name of that stuff is. It's I want to call it distant viewing or remote viewing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
That's what your gift is in your name.
Oh.
So I would suggest...
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I would suggest that you go in that direction and see if you can't do whatever the process is to learn how to do remote viewing, because that's the gift as it sits in your name.
Oh, and wonderful. So,
and I know that meditators, it's easier for them to catch on to remote viewing.
Oh,
because there's something about quieting the body or quieting the mind, really, that when you're meditating, that same skill is used as you're sitting in receivership, because that's what meditation is, right? Prayer is talking to God and meditation is receiving or listening. So there's something about that skill that meditators have that make it easier for them to do remote viewing. And so according to your name, Monroe Institute, that is your way of meditating that way, or Eugene Whitworth's from the Great Western University. Those would be your two best ways of meditating to get you the best results. But I really think Monroe is number one. And then, so I would go after that. And I would go after the remote viewing, however, whatever classes there are to learn that. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know,
right.
You're right
all
on
right.
a precipice. That's kind of exciting to see. It's like, wow, your gifts. I said, you're right on the precipice, because it ought to start, like I said, in September for you.
Wow, I can't wait, because I feel, you know, that's funny. I feel like, you know, when you're going to have a baby and
yeah.
you're waiting.
Well, I think
I'm waiting and I go, I have to keep busy to get my mind off this thing that I need to do.
Well, I would start
with
meditating.
But the time is not here yet.
Well, the time is not here yet for remote viewing, but I think the time here is yet, but you can get ready by becoming a meditator now. So by the time you get into it's time to start learning remote viewing, you've already got this skill down.
Oh, great. I'm going to do that. Great. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
And
I
then one more question.
Yeah.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Do you see a move for me?
Where are you
a
living
move?
Now? Oh, never mind. You
I
told
live
me
in,
here.
I live in Sacramento.
It would be really smart for you to move prior to September. It'd be really smart for you to move in August. And if you want to know where and all of that, just get a half hour with me. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Rory, thank you for your patience. How can I be of assistance for you
You're
tonight?
Welcome.
I just wanted
to see what's in my name. If you need a middle name, my name is Rory Kent Wagner.
Okay, so you're congruent within yourself, which is really nice. You have a lot of fairness issues. You want the world to be fair, so this must be a really upsetting time for you, because the world is not fair right now with what's happening. You have a lot of honesty and a lot of truth in your name. We would trust you with whatever you're doing. Okay, and you sometimes get fooled by others because you expect them all to be as honest as you are. And honesty to you is really important according to your name. Also, you're very likable. Everybody's going to like you. You've also got a rebellious spirit. But I'll tell you, that rebellious spirit, you ought to pat yourself on the back for it, because it has taught you great discernment, because you're not about to take what everybody says as hook, line, and sinker and automatic truth. You're going to go figure that out for yourself. And you're going to be able to use discernment by looking at different points of view. And then deciding, you know, which one is the right one. So that's really good. You need to be a boss or at least have autonomy. You do much better, you know, being the one in charge than you do as a follower. So that's really important to you. Also, you really came to change your knowledge into wisdom. That's an interesting thing for one of the reasons that you came here, is to turn knowledge into wisdom. Okay, so did that answer your question, kind of, sort of, maybe, or not?
Kind of, sort of, maybe. I happen to be a manager in specialty retail, which doesn't excite me that much, but I've been there for 10 years, so you are right. I don't really like to work underneath other people that much in terms of, you know, I'm not wanting to be a follower so much.
That's not rebellious.
The fairness thing is, yes, I do like to see people treated fairly. What's going on today, I think I kind of understand it. I'm not happy about the fact a lot of people will be hurt by it. But I don't know what I can do about that. But come to the conclusion that we need to worry about, I think, our family first and foremost.
And your community.
I would like to know if there's anything for me different down the road to pursue, or do you see anything differently?
Yeah, I see your life totally changing in 2021. So by 2022, it's going to be different according to your name. So you just got to get through 2020. The changes all come in 2021. Okay? And they're big changes because it looks like February, March of 2021, something really shifts in your life and you kind of like throw up your hands and you go, okay, fine, though, I'm going to do this. And then you go about doing it because you don't sit on your butt very well. And so you just go about doing it. And by 2022, it's like you bloomed where you're planted. Okay? So anyway, wishing you the best, Rory. Okay, Sharon, thank you for your patience. How can I be of assistance for you today?
Hi, Sharon. I was excited when I heard the young lady talking about spiritual things, and you mentioned that she might be interested in remote viewing and things like that, and that is why I called in. I thought, oh, I'd love to hear anything that's in my name that would help me be more clear on how to better express my spirituality.
Okay, so the Claire sisters would love to visit you. You know who they are? The clairvoyance,
no.
Clairaudience, Claire, you know, those things.
Oh.
I call them the Claire sisters.
Those guys. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. My brain works a little differently. So any of those clairvoyant, clairaudience, Claire, all of those things would work for you incredibly well. Okay. And I think I think it's already happening for you, but you just think everybody's brain that way. I think that according to your name, you just have a hard time realizing when it's them and when it's you, because you think it's all you. I think it's already happening. So like especially already just knowing things, because just knowing is in your name. So, if you acknowledge that that's it, the other thing is, I think they're trying to talk to you. So besides giving knowingness to me is the fastest, quickest, clearest way of getting things. But, and I think you've already got that, but you just assume everybody's got that, so you don't give it much credit. But the one that they're working with you right now on would be clairaudience. And so notice when you're thinking a thought and all of a sudden your brain goes tangent in a different direction. Okay.
Oh, no, you're totally spot on. You're totally spot on.
Okay. So our brains do not interrupt ourselves. So when you're thinking down one road and all of a sudden you're going tangent another way, that spirit coming in to talk with you, wanting to know, did you notice it's them and not you, because you don't interrupt your own thinking. Does that make sense how I said that?
Oh, yeah, no, I get lots of direct communication.
Yeah. And so that's it. So in able to develop that even clearer, okay, you got to spend time listening or acknowledging when you get it. If you act on what you get, they give you more. If you say, that's interesting, and you ignore it, then it cuts off the communication. So the more you act on what you receive, the more you'll receive and the clearer you'll receive it.
The more
there you go.
Okay, I love it. Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
You're welcome, Sharon. I hope you have a pleasant evening. Nicholas, I'm going to try to get you in fairly quickly. What can I do for you? Nicholas from New York City. Okay, so are we having telephone problems? Interesting.
Hi, can you hear
me? Yes, I can now. Thank you, Nicholas. What would you like to know?
Okay, I hope I'm the right guy. The short of it is basically I feel like I'm starting a new phase in my life, and I'd like to know how to understand whatever sort of buried in the meaning of my name that I could use to sort of make myself earn the right direction going forward.
Okay, so I'm going to give you something that may be out of left field for you, okay?
Okay.
Your whole name says artistic abilities and kindness. The more you are kind, the more you use your artistic eye. Now, art can come out in so many different varieties of ways, okay? But the more you use your artistic eyes and the more you use kindness, that's what opened doors for you. Because you have a tendency to do things the hard way, okay? And you've got a little bit of a shield about you because people have taken advantage of you. And so there's a little bit of a shield, like, hey, I don't want to be taken advantage of. And that coupled with your hard way can make things a little bit difficult. So if you just remember to be kind and you can be as kind as you want to be, that doesn't mean you self-sacrifice, okay? Kindness is not self-sacrifice. You're just polite and kind. And you somehow you've got to get your artistic eye out there. And what do you want to do with your, like I said, it comes out in all different kinds of way. Me, I'm a quilter. I do incredible quilts. You know, but you've got this artistic eye. So I want you to use that, okay? And that will open up doors for you between the kindness and using your artistic eye. Okay, does that answer that question for you? Yeah, some kind of art. You know, architects use an artistic eye. People who build buildings and do the planning for it, that's an artistic eye. You know, how something is arranged in a room, just the furniture, takes an artistic eye. You know, I mean, we think of art as painting and that kind of stuff. And that's why I gave you the example of me quilting. People don't normally think of quilts as artistic, you know. But some quilts are incredibly artistic. So it's like, how are you? You've got that eye. You can tell when something looks right or doesn't look right. So how are you going to use that? In which way? There's such a wide variety that art is used. Which way are you going to use that? Because that's your door. Okay. And the other thing is you would make a great politician, but it's still early for you to do that. I don't see that coming yet. Don't jump into it too soon. But that's down the road for you. But it's something about kindness and artistic eye that's going to open the doors that's eventually going to get you into politics. Okay?
All right. I love it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Nicholas. Thank you, everybody, again, for your willingness to come and visit and spend your time with me here on Know the Name, Know the Answers. Again, I'd like to remind you that I'm going to be giving a spiritual seminar, and it's really the history of the earth combined with what we're doing, where we came from, and what all the major religions are attempting to tell us and what their core piece is and about the spirituality and how to use it for yourself. And that'll be 3 days next week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Again, the code, if you want it half price, is House Special. It's two words. If you go to the knowthename.com and then go to services, it's the last thing on the services page, and make sure you put in the House Special and able to get it at half price. Thank you once again. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.